This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, September 14th. God's word for you today is, stay faithful. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 2 to 3. And it says, Hezekiah turned from Isaiah and faced God, praying, remember, O God, who I am, what I have done. I have lived an honest life before you. My heart's been true and steady. I have lived to please you, lived for your approval. And then the tears flowed. Hezekiah wept. When we look at the story of Hezekiah in 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 2 to 6, please read. We see the thread of coming to God and reminding him. After the prophet had told Hezekiah to put his house in order because he was surely going to die, the Bible says, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and said to God, remember, it is okay to ask God to remember. It is okay to remind God. And for someone reading this today, God is saying, I have remembered you. I have heard your prayers. I have seen your tears. And I will heal you. Do you receive that today? Hezekiah is teaching us something powerful about going to God and saying, Lord, remember, remember your boy. If I die, who is going to praise you? Remember how I served you faithfully. You can get to a crossroad in life where the prayers of Isaiah will not work for you. It is your prayers and the prayers you have accrued with God that will speak for you in remembrance of heaven. Hezekiah could come confidently and say, Lord, remember. Nehemiah did the same thing. Nehemiah said to God, God, for the good I have done for your people, remember me for good. Remember me because of this good that I have done you. Guess what? You can go before God and say, Lord, remember me for the good that I have done for your people. However, if you haven't put anything on the altar of sacrifice, there will be nothing to draw from. This is why serving God is so powerful. But we do not serve God with ulterior motives. We are not serving God because we want to draw on it or because we want to take advantage of situations. We are serving God because we love God. However, life happens and we can go to God and say, remember my sacrifices and how I served you faithfully. Again, this is why you should serve God faithfully, because there comes a time when your faithfulness will deliver you from death. Hezekiah could boldly say to God, I have served you. Can you stand before the Lord? Can you stand before the God of heaven, beat your chest and say, Lord, I served you faithfully. Can you do that? Let this be a challenge to you, even for the remaining days of this year. Determined to make your service and faithfulness gauge before heaven. Be determined to make your service to God tangible and weighty, so that, should there be any need for it, you will be able to go to God and say, God, I served you faithfully, and because of my faithfulness to you, O God of heaven, turn this situation in my favor. Let us pray. Father, by your Holy Spirit, help me to grow in faithfulness in all areas of my life as I walk with you daily. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.